This is the Real Estate Pros Podcast, where we teach you actionable marketing tips and strategies to stand out from your competitors. My name's Josh Cobb, and I'm the CEO here at Steps. And in this episode, I want to talk to you about something that I know we all struggle with from time to time when it comes to marketing our business. It's the challenge of coming up with ideas for content to send to our database or our contacts. Now, once a staple in the marketing diet of any real estate business, the regular newsletter was a way of keeping our database informed, keeping them educated, and keeping them connected to the business until they needed an agent. Now, these days, newsletters have been mostly replaced by things like blog articles or market update videos that educate and inform the clients and prospects of the business on a more regular basis. And we get that done at a fraction of the time that it takes to put together a big newsletter with all sorts of topics. But just like with a newsletter, most agents and agencies find it really difficult to keep coming up with ideas. What do I write about? What can I say on this video so that it doesn't sound like I'm just repeating what I did last time? Does that sound familiar? Well, this is the reason that so many agents start a blog or a video series. They do it for a little while and then stop. It's hard to keep coming up with ideas on what to write or what to speak about. In our Digital Marketing Essentials workshops, we speak about four ways that you can create content for your database and never run out of ideas. The best part is they are right at your fingertips. They're free and they don't require any fancy software whatsoever. Firstly, your email inbox. Every time you get an email asking you a question like, what are your fees? How long after settlement can I collect those keys to my new property? Can I get a building and pest inspection if I'm buying at auction? Can I sell my investment property if the tenant is on a lease? These are just a few of the countless questions you get asked on a regular basis in real estate. But instead of crafting that perfect response every time someone sends you an email with a question you've been asked 1,000 times before, answer the question in a blog post or a video and post it to your website. The next time that someone asks that question, send them the link to your website where they can read or watch you answer that question alongside all of the other helpful content that you've created. Bradbell Real Estate in Brisbane are a great example of an agency who have adopted this across their entire sales and property management department. Each time a team member is asked a question via email from a client or a prospect, the staff member creates a video answering that question. It's then embedded on the website, and a link is sent to anyone else who asks that same question in the future. Go to bradbell.com.au if you want to check these guys out. Number two, answerthepublic.com. Now imagine if there was a website that would tell you all of the questions that people have asked for a particular keyword or phrase on Google. Well, it does exist. After typing a keyword or a phrase into answerthepublic.com, something like selling a home, the website will return all of the questions that people have asked on Google using that particular keyword or phrase. The phrase selling a home will generate hundreds of content ideas alone. Number three, your own website. When someone subscribes to your blog, your video, or your e-newsletter, instead of sending them to a thank you page or using a generic thank you for subscribing, get them to tell you the kind of content they want to get from you. Let me illustrate this for you. When someone subscribes to this podcast, we ask one simple question. What is one thing that you would like to know more about or a problem that you'd like solved when it comes to digital marketing or social media? The responses are sent back to our content team here at Steps, where we'll work on creating an episode of the podcast or a video tutorial around that specific topic. This strategy alone has generated tens of thousands of responses and has helped us create content that you, the real estate professional, have told us you want. This episode, in fact, was a result of a challenge someone told us they had in their business. If you're not listening to this podcast on our website right now, go to steps.com.au and subscribe at the bottom of the page to see this feature in action. Number four, your staff and your suppliers. The best people to create content for real estate consumers are not journalists, and they're not in the marketing departments of our businesses. They're on the front line. That means your sales and your property management staff. They are the ones speaking to consumers every day. They are the ones with the insights. They are the best people to be answering people's questions about real estate and turning that into content for your website or your e-newsletters. If a particular topic relates to something outside of your area of expertise, finance or legal matters, for example, consider getting your suppliers involved. This is something that the team at Bradbell Real Estate do all the time. If they receive a question about finance, they get their preferred financial planners in to create a video. If the question relates to contracts, they'll ask their conveyancer to pop in and create a video for that. The video is embedded on their website, shared with their audience, and shared with their suppliers who share it with their audience. And now the team at Bradbell are reaching a database of people who they couldn't reach on their own. But more importantly, they are never running out of ideas on what to write or what to speak about. So there you have it. Four ways to never run out of content ideas for your database. Four ways to create content for your database that they actually want. Instead of what we typically do in real estate, which is create content that we, as the real estate professional, think they need. You've been listening to the Real Estate Pros Podcast. If you'd like to go deeper with your marketing this year, visit digitalmarketingessentials.com.au to learn about our popular upcoming workshops. And until next time, I'm Josh Cobb. Thanks for tuning in.